This is a weekend edition of Bigger Pockets Daily. I'm your host, Tyler. This is the show where we read you a real estate article every day, 365 days a year. Because you can't read the Bigger Pockets blog when you're brushing your teeth or doing the books. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord. The difference between LLCs, C corporations, and S corporations, by Scott Smith. New investors can easily get confused when they wade through the alphabet soup of entity and tax information relevant to real estate for the first time. But entities are essential to running your business and protecting your investments. Some of the most common questions we get are about the types of entities real estate investors can use, their uses and features, and their differences. So today, let's take a closer look at the basics: LLCs, series LLCs, C corporations, and the tax status often mistaken for an entity, the S corporation. Limited liability companies. There are two main types of limited liability companies, LLCs, that you are likely to use for your real estate business, although they will likely serve different purposes. These are the traditional LLC and the series LLC. Both entities are formed the same way, by paying a filing fee and recording membership with the state of formation. Each state will have different regulations governing LLC formation, taxation, and structure, including whether the state offers a series LLC option within its borders. Both types offer liability protection for the LLC's members and the assets held within the company. Traditional LLCs and series LLCs, their roles and differences. Traditional LLCs are a popular choice for investors because they are universally available in every state. In our practice, we frequently recommend that investors use a traditional LLC as a shell company. A shell company can be any company that does business with the public, but does not actually own anything. Having a shell company is a smart move from an asset protection standpoint because it allows you to easily separate your assets from your operations. If you use a traditional LLC as your shell company, you may choose to pair it with a series LLC for an effective two-company asset protection structure that is simple to run and effective at preventing lawsuits. Series LLCs are also incredibly useful entities because they make extremely effective asset-holding companies. They are a type of LLC that uses a parent-child structure to allow you to easily incorporate as many assets as you like into the structure's protection. If a traditional LLC holds assets, it is holding them all in the same company pool. This is not the case with a series LLC, which allows you to divide each asset into its own series, where it has its own liability protections. As a bonus, the series LLC need not be more expensive than its traditional counterpart, and in fact, is often cheaper. And if you want to learn even more details about how traditional LLCs and series LLCs compare, you can check out a blog article on BiggerPockets.com that is titled, Series LLC versus Traditional LLC, Which is Better for the Real Estate Investor? You can find that again. It's at BiggerPockets.com. Now let's move on to C, corporations. Corporations offer an alternative to the limited liability company. They differ significantly from LLCs, beginning with how they are formed. Corporations must file incorporation documents with the relevant state they are based in, determine shareholders and distribute the appropriate number of shares to each, select a board of directors to oversee the business. The introduction of shareholders means that ownership is technically divided among shareholders and can therefore fluctuate. In comparison, LLC membership tends to remain stable and straightforward. Finally, a corporation's profits and losses remain within the business, while LLCs have more options, discussed in detail in just a bit. These features of corporations may be overly complex for an investor managing a couple of rental properties themselves or with local help, but they make sense for business models with executive management or where the shareholder model or tax treatment are more beneficial to your business structure and scale. High-earning investors or those with consistently high-performing profitable properties may find using a C corporation allows them to pay only 15% taxes on these profits. Moving on to S corporation tax status and its applications. The S corporation is frequently mistaken for a different type of corporation entity, but in fact, it is a tax status that may be applied to another entity, generally an LLC. When you form an LLC, you have the option to tax it as a disregarded entity or a pass-through entity, as a partnership, or as an S corporation. The same is true of the series within a series LLC. You elect the tax status that makes the most sense for a given series. The S corporation tax status may save some investors on their annual business tax bill. The reasons why are fairly straightforward. An LLC that passes through its taxes will report all profits and losses as personal income. However, if you use an LLC or series of an LLC that has elected S corporation tax treatment, you have the ability to deduct business expenses from your taxable income. S corporations may also pay their employees salaries, including employee owners. However, if your business is already paying salaries, a properly structured business can combine with the S corporation tax designation to save you thousands of dollars annually in payroll taxes. Wondering whether the S corporation designation is best for your entire business, one or more series of your series LLC, or best to avoid altogether? That's a conversation to have with your attorney before the next tax year. This is particularly true if you are already using an LLC of some sort, as you have flexibility with changing your tax designations and selecting those that will provide you with the greatest personal benefit. How do I know which structure is best for me? The best structure for you will depend on a variety of factors, including where you live, how many properties you have, your ambitions for growth, and your operational plans and capabilities. Most investors find LLCs to be the easiest entities to use, and variations of the LLC are therefore the most common choice. But the only people who can tell you which entity will work best for your specific situation are trained professionals with experience in handling tax and legal matters for real estate investors. For these reasons, we strongly recommend having both a highly competent real estate attorney with experience forming entities and a whip-smart seasoned CPA sensitive to investors' tax issues on your team. There you have it. You can find a link to that article in the show description. Sometimes the discussions in the comments section are just as insightful as the article itself. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, and don't worry, we've got more shows in the pipeline to get you in the right state of mind going into this next week.